listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us on our online Sunday service. We're so happy na muli po sa hapong ito magkakasama na naman tayo in worshiping God in this service. And today, we are actually in the middle of our series entitled Future Hope. Okay? For the past few weeks, we've been talking about this and we're saying that in Christ, we have our future hope. Okay? In Him and in His return, we could have hope in the current reality, in the current circumstances that we are facing today. And ngayon nga po, itutuloy natin yung usapan natin about this future hope that we have in Christ. So, ngayon po, sisimulan ko to by showing you, okay, an item that I have na lagi ko pong daladala lately. Okay, ito po yung aking payong. Okay, sino po ba sa inyo may mga payong din kayo sa inyong mga bahay? Ayan. I'm sure yung karamihan po sa atin may mga payong din tayo sa mga bahay natin kasi tag-ulan na naman, okay? Panahon na naman po ng tag-ulan at yung iba sa ibang panahon nga po, hindi lang tag-ulan, tag-bagyo pa, okay? Sino ba sa inyo dito, pag tag-bagyo talagang mini-make sure nyo na may mga payong kayo sa inyong sasakyan, may mga payong kayong daladala pag lumalabas kayo. I realize po that lahat po tayo, may mga payong tayo at yung mga payong natin, iba't iba. Yung iba sa atin, yung payong natin, parang yung pinakita ko sa inyo, parang tungkod. Yung iba po sa atin, ang payong natin, medyo maliit yung mga folding na payong para kasi sa mga bag natin. Yung iba naman po sa atin, yung payong na ginagamit natin, yung mahahaba, yung malalaki, para gusto natin maraming magkakasya kapag ginagamit natin. But our umbrellas, yung mga payong po natin, magkakaiba man yan, pero there's one thing that we do make sure, okay, sa mga payong natin. Minimake sure po natin at gusto natin na yung payong natin hindi basta-basta masisira kapag nandyan na tayo sa gitna ng bagyo. Gusto natin matibay at tatagal yung ating payong natin. We want an umbrella that will remain strong when there is a storm. I'm saying all that because the same can be said when it comes to our lives, okay? The same can be said when it comes to our lives. In our lives, we experience different kinds of storms. Maraming bagyo sa buhay. And as a church, we do believe that we need to have a life umbrella called faith that will remain strong when the storms of life comes to us. Gusto po natin na matatag din ang ating faith kay God kapag dumating na yung mga bagyo sa buhay natin. And today, we want to ask the question, is it possible for us to go through the storms and the troubles of life and remain strong in our faith? Posible ba to? And how can we make sure that our faith would stand strong in the midst of the troubles that we would face in this life? To answer that, we're going to read from the scripture and draw there the truths that God wants us to apply in our lives. Can we open our Bibles from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3? We're going to read from verses 1 to 9. Let me read it for you. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. And so, ilabas na po natin yung mga Biblia natin. Let me read it for you. Sabi dito, finally, when we could stand it no longer, we decided to stay alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy to visit you. He is our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you and to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. But you know that we are destined for such troubles. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come. And they did, as you well know. That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our work has been useless. But now Timothy has just returned, bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. Let us pray. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for your scripture. Thank you for your word. I pray, God, that you would grant us the understanding of what happened in the church in Thessalonica. And thank you, God, that as you expose the truth from your scripture, it would also greatly encourage us in our current reality. I pray, Lord, for the grace as well to apply everything that you would learn from your preaching, from the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. So, balikan lang po natin yung context o yung background ng scripture na binasa natin. It's lifted from the letter of Paul to the church in Thessalonica or the church of Thessalonians. And this church was actually planted by the Apostle Paul. Okay, he stayed in Thessalonica for 3 weeks and because of severe persecution, he had to leave. Now, 1 year after that time that he planted this church, he is writing this letter to the church. And here, he is trying to encourage them. Note that the church in Thessalonica during this time is a one-year-old church. Okay, so bago pa lang po sila. So yung mga members nila are one-year-old Christians at the most. Ganun pa lang po sila katagal. And Paul was sending a letter to them, encouraging them, okay, to stay in their faith, to stand strong in their faith in the midst of the troubles, the challenges, the persecution that they are facing. Okay, kaya nga po, makikita rin natin sa chapter 3, especially sa verse 1, that Paul was quite worried. Paul was quite concerned about the situation of the church in Thessalonica. Kaya po, sobrang nag-aalala siya na pinadala niya si Timothy sa kanila. Sabi niya, nagpaiwan na siya. Kahit pa meron niyang sariling troubles at suffering na hinaharap, nagpaiwan siya sa Athens. At pinadala niya si Timothy to help them, okay? To help them in their situation. And verse 2 says here that we sent Timothy to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith. That was the intention, that was the goal, to strengthen and encourage them. Why? Because we would see in verse 3, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you were going through. See, here we would see already a truth that we could actually see in our current reality as well. Ang isang katotohanan po na nararanasan natin at pinagdadaanan din natin. And yung truth po na yun is that troubles can shake our lives. Troubles can shake our lives. Lahat po tayo may mga pinagdadaanan ng troubles and troubles can actually shake our perspective, our view in life. Marami po tayong mga troubles sa buhay. Nandiyan yung financial trouble, especially ngayong pandemic. There are so many people who lost their jobs, had problems with their businesses, or siguro yung source of income nila hindi naging stable. Merong mga troubles na physical in nature, mga nagkakasakit. Okay, meron sila mga karamdaman, nagkakaroon ng COVID-19 or complication related to that. Some problems and troubles are related to our relationships, relationship with our family members, as we work from home, or as we stay at home, with our friends, even with our loved ones. Okay, iba sa atin, the troubles that we have currently are emotional or mental in nature because of the stress of the current situation that we are in, the stress of the setup that we have, or the stress of having this fear na magkakasakit ba tayo, may mangyayari pa sa atin dahil sa pandemic na to. Minsan nandun yung emotional tsaka mental troubles or mental problems. And this trouble shakes us. Ibig sabihin, yung normal function natin, yung normal way of doing things in our life, yung pamumuhay natin, nababago. Some people, sa sobrang pagka-shake nila sa troubles nila, hindi na sila makagawa, okay, ng mga importanteng bagay. They cease to function. Yung iba naman, sobrang na silang mainitin ng ulo, yung emotions nila is getting the best of them. Why? Okay, kasi nga, troubles can shake our lives. But as we move on, we would see that there's more complication, okay, sa buhay natin when it comes to trouble. Troubles doesn't just shake our lives. We would see that troubles are part of our lives. You would see here in verse 3, but you know that we are destined for such troubles. Take note, okay, this was Paul talking to the church. He was saying, we are destined for such troubles. Even while we were with you, we warned you that troubles would soon come. And they did, as you well know. Troubles are part of our lives. In fact, I want to say this. Let me edit that. Troubles are part of a Christian life. Troubles are part of a Christian life. Troubles would come. It's just a matter of time. Lahat po tayo makakaranas ng trouble sa buhay natin. Kaya po, gusto ko kayong encourage. Gusto kong i-encourage rin yung katabi nyo kung nanonood kayo ngayon. Okay? Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, ngiti, ano matasabihin mo? Magkakatrouble ka rin. Ayan, magkakatrouble ka rin. Lahat po tayo magkakatrouble. Even if we are followers of God, the Bible says we are destined for such troubles. There are troubles that awaits us. It's part of the the design that God has for us. And sometimes, nahihirapan tayong tanggapin ito kasi sometimes, ang paniniwala natin, kapag Kristiyano ka na, kapag follower ka na ni God, wala nang trouble sa buhay mo. Because God is good and God would shield us from all troubles. But what we would see in Scripture, what we would see in history is that God allows trouble to come even to the Christians, even to His followers. We would see that in the life of Moses. We would see that in the life of Abraham. We would see that all over the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, sa mga disciples ni Jesus, sa mga early churches in the book of Acts, there are so many troubles that they have experienced, even if they were already followers of God. Now, bakit ba ina-allow ni God yung trouble sa buhay ng mga Kristiyano or yung mga followers na niya? Sometimes it's to teach them to follow Him. Okay? Sometimes it's a punishment for the sin that was committed. It's a consequence of their action. But most of the time, God allows troubles to come in our lives to test our faith, to make us realize yung faith or yung level of faith na meron tayo kay God. And that's exactly what happened in the life of Job. You will see in Scripture. Okay? He was being tested when it comes to his faith in God. But you would also see in Scripture na hindi lang persecution, yung kind of trouble na inaallow ni God sa buhay ng mga followers niya. He would also allow different kinds of troubles to come into their lives just for them to realize the degree of faith or the level of faith that they have in God. Now, knowing that there are troubles that shakes in our lives and there are troubles that would come to a Christian life, ito po yung pangamba ni Apostle Paul. Kaya po pinadala niya agad si Timothy, kaya sumusulat siya sa church in Thessalonica. Sabi niya sa verse 5, "I was afraid that the tempter had gotten the best of you and that our work had been useless." He was worried about the work of the enemy, because the enemy can take advantage of our troubles to make us waver in our faith. The enemy can take advantage of our troubles to make us waver in our faith. Ano ba yung faith na pinag-usapan natin? The book of Hebrews would define faith like this. It was said there in chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." In essence, faith is being defined here as our confidence and assurance in God and His promises. Now, in times of trouble, in times na ang daming mga bad things or problematic things na nangyayari sa buhay natin, in those very times, the enemy would challenge this assurance and this confidence that we have in God. And what the enemy would usually do is that he would throw a lie in our mind. He would cast doubts in our mind about God and His people, so that as a result, we may lose faith in Him and His people. In fact, minsan yung bulong ni God, bulong ng enemy, should I say, sa mga isipan natin ganito, parang he would say, if God really is good, and if God really loves you, He would not allow suffering or troubles to come your way. And then here, especially in our pandemic, in the pandemic that we're in, we would experience troubles. Nakikita natin yun. And if we believe the lie of the enemy, or if we entertain this statement of doubts that he is casting upon us, makes us wonder, ah, grabe, no, may pinagdadaanan tayong trouble. Mahal ba ako ni God? Good ba talaga si God? And when we let it marinate in our mind, minsan maniniwala na tayo, siguro hindi nga ako mahal ni God. O siguro hindi nga mabuti ang ating Panginoon. Ganun po ang galawan. Ganun yung diskarte ng enemy sa ating mga pag-iisip. And when we finally believe that lie, igagrab po lalo yun ng enemy. He would tempt us to do what is sinful. Parang ganito yan. For example, here in our pandemic, a lot of us experience trouble when it comes to their finances. And most of the time, the enemy would give lies about our situation, making us believe na hindi na tayo makakaahon dun sa paghihirap na nararanasan natin. What's happening here? We're starting to lose hope. And then, the enemy would again throw lies. And this time, the lie is about God, saying that God would not provide, that God would not come through. Lies like that. And then, we would start thinking, naku, mukhang hindi na nga ako tutulungan ni God. O mukhang hindi si God magpo-provide in time or on time. Or God would not come through for me. What's happening here? We're now losing faith in God. And then, when we are at that point of losing faith in God, ito na po yung kasunod. The enemy would tempt us to do sin. We would be tempted na gawa ng paraan yung ating financial situation kahit gumawa ng kasalanan. What's happening here? We're losing our way. And that's how the enemy works. That's how the enemy takes advantage of our troubles to make us waver in our faith and even do things that are sinful before God. So, considering all that, considering na yung trouble nakaka-shake sa atin, yung trouble nandyan sa buhay natin, considering nandyan yung enemy na pwede niyang gamitin yung trouble sa buhay natin para mag-waver tayo sa faith, we ask this question, is it really possible to go through troubles and remain strong in our faith? Posible ba talaga na magkaroon ng mga trouble sa buhay pero maging matatag pa rin ang ating faith kay God? We want to answer that as we read through the scripture in verse 6 to 7. Sabi dito, ito po yung report ni Timothy. Sabi niya, but now Timothy has returned bringing us good news about your faith and love. He reports that you always remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us as much as we want to see you. Verse 7, so we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. The Bible says, in spite of the troubles that the Thessalonian church is experiencing, they remain strong in their faith. So we ask the question, is it possible to go through troubles and remain strong in our faith? The answer is a resounding yes. Yes, posible. Yes, kaya. Yes, pwedeng mangyari sa'yo at sa ating lahat na maging strong ang faith natin kahit may mga troubles tayo na pinagdadaanan sa buhay. We can go through troubles and remain strong in our faith. We can go through troubles and remain strong in our faith. So the big question is how? Paano ba mangyayari ito? Verse 8 tells us, it gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. Scripture tells us that they were able to stand strong or stay strong in their faith because they were in the Lord. Okay? It tells us that through God, we can remain strong in our faith. Through God, we can remain strong in our faith. It's by being in the Lord that they were able to remain strong in their faith. It was God Himself who enabled them to be strong. It was God Himself who gave them the strength that they need so that they would not give in, okay? In spite of the troubles, in spite of the temptation they're facing. So we ask the question, how do we stand strong in the midst of the temptation that the enemy is throwing at us? We find strength in the Lord. How do we stand strong kapag sobrang tindi na ng mga troubles na hinaharap natin, pinagdadaanan natin? We find strength in the Lord. But I want you to understand that finding strength in the Lord is closely linked or related to our understanding of being in the Lord. Finding strength in the Lord is closely linked or related to our understanding of being in the Lord. Magkarugtong po yun, magkadikit yun. And if we have surrendered our lives to Jesus, then we could say that we are in the Lord. Okay, yun po yung katotohanan dun. If we have surrendered our lives to Jesus, we are in the Lord. Ibig sabihin, He is in us. He is for us. And if there are battles that we are facing, He is fighting for us. If there are concerns or challenges that we are facing, then He is granting us the grace that we need so that we could endure and be victorious in those challenges. Yun po yung ibig sabihin at implication ng being in the Lord. Now, when we say that we are finding strength in the Lord, then we are actually saying that we are fully convinced or having the confidence and assurance that we are indeed in the Lord. Confident tayo, assured tayo, sure na sure tayo na He is with us, He is for us, He is fighting for us, He is giving us the grace that we need in the situation that we are in. In other words, we're saying that through God, we can remain strong in our faith. Okay, through God, we can remain strong in our faith. For some of you here who's joining us online, you are facing such a big trouble. May mga pinagdadaanan kayo, may mga problema kayo sa buhay, may mga challenges kayong inaharap. I believe that God brought you here for this very reason so that you may receive His power, so that you may receive His strength, so that He could be strong for you, that in Him, you can remain strong in your faith. For some of you here, because of the challenges that you're facing, you're already about to give up on your faith. Gusto mo nang sumuko, gusto mo nang talikuran ng iyong paniniwala sa ating Panginoon. But God is saying, don't give up. I am here for you. God wants to assure us that there is help available for us. God is saying, His strength is here for you. Whatever situation you're in, whatever problem you are facing, whatever trouble you are carrying right now, God is saying, He is for you. And through Him, you can remain strong in your faith. You could be victorious even to the challenges that you are facing. The only question here is, will you put your confidence in Him? Will you put your faith in Him? Would you trust Him that His strength is available for you and that His strength is enough for you to overcome yung troubles na pinagdadaanan mo? But again, this truth is for us. That through God, we can remain strong in our faith. We can remain strong in our faith. Now, what are the practical things that we can do for us to have that confidence and assurance in God? Okay, ano ba yung pwede natin gawin? We go to God in prayer. We come to Him. We spend time with Him. We hear His thoughts. We hear His voice. Okay, we rest in Him. We spend time with God in quiet and solitude. Okay, we read the Scripture. We try to see His promises for us. We try to meditate on it. We try to declare it. We try to claim it. Okay, in our lives, kapag may pinagdadaanan ka sa finances, i-declare mo yung pangako ng Panginoon. When it comes to His provision, kapag may dinadagdadaanan ka tungkol sa health mo, i-declare mo yung pangako ng Panginoon. That's how we grow in confidence. That's how we grow in the Lord, by building in our relationship with Him. And as we do, okay, this is the promise that God has for us, that through Him, through God, we can remain strong in our faith. We can remain strong in our faith. How else? Paano pa ba? Ano pa ba yung mga binigay ni God na way sa atin para maging strong tayo sa faith natin kapag may mga pinagdadaanan tayo? Makikita natin sa binasa nating scripture kanina in verse 2 that Paul sent Timothy to strengthen the church in Thessalonica and to encourage them in their faith. Okay? But we will see also in verse 8 that after receiving yung news na sobrang standing strong yung Thessalonica, church in Thessalonica, na-encourage si Paul. Okay? And this was what he said in verse 8. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. How we thank God for you because of you, we have great joy as we enter God's presence. What you will see here is that God uses people, okay, to strengthen His people. In other words, through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Paano ba ginagamit ni God yung mga tao niya o yung mga followers niya to strengthen other people? Through God's people, God makes us feel that we are not alone kapag may hinaharap tayo mga problema. Di ba ang sarap ng pakiramdam kapag may pinagdadaanan ka tapos may nangangamusta sa'yo? Or yung may nagsasabi sa'yo na kaya mo yan? Or may nagsasabi sa'yo na God is here for you, or there are people who are praying for you. Through God's people, God also uses them. Okay, through God's people, God provides for us. Minsan yung provision ni God, pinapadaan niya through people. I like how God used many people in our church to be a blessing to fellow believers and even those who are not believers yet. And that's God's way of using His people. Okay? To make them strong in their faith as well. God also uses His people to give comfort and encouragement to others. By yung people who would cry with you, people who would be there and just be quiet with you when you are mourning, when you are grieving. We need that. And God uses His people to extend His comfort to us. God uses also His people to remind us of His promises. Sometimes, God uses people that you see here on your screen to remind us of scriptures, to remind us of His promises. Sometimes God uses our victory group leaders, or God uses people that we know from church just to let us know that God is there and His promise is true and it will come to pass. God uses His people to point us back to Him, our ultimate source of strength in times of trouble. Ganun ginagamit ni God yung mga tagasunod niya, yung mga followers niya, yung mga people niya so that people can remain strong in their faith. I love how I witnessed this in our victory group. Meron po kami ng wife ko na nililid na victory group ng mga mag-aasawa. And I sobrang love po namin tong group na to. And we've been together for quite a while and we have experienced so many milestones and breakthroughs together with this group. Pero what I also love about this group is that marami na rin po kaming pinagdaanan na mga troubles or problema sa buhay na sama-sama po naming pinagdaanan. Kaya po hindi po maiwasan na kapag nag-victory group meeting kami, nandyan yung kulitan, nandyan yung tawanan, at hindi rin po nawawala yung iyakan. Pag nga po may nagkukwento na medyo nakakaiyak, alam na po namin kung sino yung mga susunod na iyak sa victory group namin. Okay, kilala mo kung sino ka, nakakikinig ka ng service na to. It just, nangyari lang po yun kasi ganun po talaga yung design ni God when it comes to His people. God formed that group, okay? God formed His church so that they could be there to strengthen each other's faith. So that through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. I remember one time that one of our victory group members in that group opened up and he was grieving. He was really sad because his father died of COVID-19. And during that time, I literally saw our victory group crying with him. And then, nandun sila, hindi lang sila nakikiyak, nandun sila ini-encourage tong guy na to, telling him that God has a purpose, that God's ways is greater than our ways, na at the end, magkakasama pa rin tayo sa heaven. They were there encouraging him, even telling him their experiences when a loved one passed away. So, tinutulungan sila. Alala ko po yung isang beses, yung isang doktor namin nakasama sa victory group, posted in social media, sabi niya, pagod na ako, ang daming patients sa pedia ward. And automatically, minutes pa lang po after that post, yung victory group mates namin, nandun na sa comment section, kaya mo yan, Doc. Okay, we're praying for your standing with you, posting scripture to encourage her, and constantly praying for her. Okay, ganun po, kalakas yung damayan, yung suportahan. I remember there were seasons in our victory group na may ilan po sa amin na na-infect ng COVID. And they were forced to isolate, to stay at home. So hindi nakakalabas, pero nandun pa rin yung suportahan. Nandun, flooded yung chat group ng prayer. Flooded yung chat group ng kamustahan. And kahit po sila, nagugulat yung mga COVID sickness na nakakatanggap sila ng mga gifts, nakakatanggap sila ng mga food supply sa bahay nila. Why? Kasi nandun yung damayan. Okay? There were many times in our victory group members that they could have given up in their faith. But I'm just so glad that God used His people to strengthen their faith. Indeed, this truth is for us. That through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Ano po ba yung mga practical things na pwede natin gawin so that we could go stronger, okay, in our faith through the help of God's people? Let me share to you some key phrases, okay? Some key phrases that we could take note of para po madali natin matandaan yung mga reminder na to. Una po, socially distant but not socially isolated. Socially distant but not socially isolated. Ngayon pong panahon ng pandemic, we're highly encouraged to practice social distancing. But it doesn't mean that we need to be socially isolated as well. Kaya po ipaglaban natin na makakonek at makareconnect tayo doon sa mga people of God na dinala ni God sa buhay natin. Kahit pa online lang, ilaban po natin. Dati nag-effort tayo na pumunta from one place to another. Ngayon po mag-effort po tayo mag-online. Dati po nagsispend siguro tayo ng money for finances para kumain sa labas, makasama lang natin sila. Ngayon po mag-effort po tayong gumastos. Kahit po konting load lang yan para po makapagtawagan tayo or makapag-video call tayo online. Let's fight for those relationships. Let's be socially connected with one another. Okay? Socially distant but not socially isolated. Another reminder is for us, to have this. Don't wait, initiate. wag na po nating hintayin na sila po yung lumapit sa atin, na kumunik sa atin. Tayo na po yung kumunik sa kanila. Kung tayo po ay hindi pa part ng Victory Group, wag na po nating hintayin na may mag-invite sa atin. I-invite na natin yung sarili natin. Tayo na po yung magtanong, tayo na po yung mag-inquire. Okay, or i-post nyo po, mag-comment kayo. I'm looking for a Victory Group and we would be here to help you. Let's not wait. Let's initiate. Don't wait, initiate. Okay? Tulungan na po natin ang ating mga sarili na makonek sa isang Victory Group. Lastly, last reminder, last phrase, set of phrases, from viewership to relationship. From viewership to relationship. Para po sa ating mga viewers, okay, nagjo-join sa atin ngayon. Again, this is a worship service. Don't be just viewers, okay? Be part of the church community. Build relationship with us. Sana po hindi lang po kayo nakikinig dyan at nanonood. Sana po dumating po yung pagkakataon na yung mga kasama po yung nag-worship service are people na you have relationship with. Let's get connected. And maybe for some of you, hindi pa po kayo sigurado kung ano ba talaga yung church, kailangan ba talaga yung church, or ito ba talaga yung church na kinatawag kayo ni God. Join us. Meron po kaming darating na church community class. Okay? We'll be posting in your screen and in the comment section kung paano po kayo makaka-join ito. This would be a two-day class, okay, that would help you, okay, know more about the design that God has for us, kung paano tayo, bakit tayo kailangan maging part ng church community, and at the same time, mas makikilala nyo po yung Victory as a church. But let me encourage you, okay, be part of a church, okay? Don't just join us watching our worship services, okay? Mag-transition po tayo from viewership to relationship. You see, through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Paul understood this truth. That's why makikita po natin, even in the prayer that he has for the church in Thessalonica, this was the very content of his prayer. Sabi niya sa verse 12, may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows. He was talking about the relationship of the followers of God. He was talking about the relationship of God's people with one another. And then verse 13 says, and may he, or may God, as a result, make your heart strong, blameless, and holy as you stand before God, our Father, when our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. He was basically saying, you want to have a strong faith in him or in God until Jesus returns? This is how you do it. You start by building strong relationship with one another. And then through that relationship, I will make your faith in God stronger and stronger and stronger until Jesus returns. Paul understood that through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. Through God's people, we can remain strong in our faith. In summary, ito po yung sinasabi ko. Ito po yung message ng ating Panginoon para sa hapong ito. That through God and His people, we can go through troubles and remain strong in our faith. Through God and His people, we can remain strong in our faith. Ngayon, as I close, balik po tayo sa usapang payong. Kapag ka po bumibili tayo ng payong or may gagamitin tayong payong, paano ba natin malalaman kung maaasahan ang tibay ng payong na ito? Hindi po ba ang pinakamainam or easiest way for us to do this is by asking the question, what name is on it? Aalamin po natin kung ano yung brand ng payong. So that malalaman natin, reliable ba, trustworthy ba talaga yung tibay ng payong na to? You see, the same is true when it comes to our faith. How can we be sure that our faith will remain strong? We ask the question, what name is on it? And our faith can remain strong because it's Jesus' name on it. Yung pangalan po ni God yung nakataya. And because we have Jesus as the anchor of our faith, then we can be assured, we can be confident that it will remain strong. And what's so encouraging is, this is the promise that God has for us. And the Apostle Paul declared it in another church, in the church in Corinth. And this is what he said. He said, he or God will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful. to do what He says, and He has invited you into partnership with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the promise that God has for us, that through Him, we can stand strong in our faith. We can remain strong in our faith. Not because we are faithful, because He is faithful. He is faithful no matter what. This is the confidence that we have. And maybe you are here right now. Hirap ka na sa faith mo. Challenge na yung faith mo. Let's look to God. Let's put our hope in Him. Because He is faithful. He would come through for us. Let us pray. God, we thank You for indeed You are the God who is faithful. The God to whom we can count on. God, kaya naming umasa sa'yo, kaya naming magtiwala sa'yo at hindi mo kami bibiguin. Because You are not just good, You are also faithful to us. And today, Father, in the midst of the challenges that we are facing, yung pandemic po na hinaharap naming lahat, yung mga personal problems, troubles na pinagdadaanan namin, pero today, lahat po ng yun, pinagkakatiwala namin sa'yo. Panginoon, naniniwala po kami na alam nyo ang inyong ginagawa, na kayo po ay in control, na kayo po, Panginoon, ay ang nagtakda ng lahat ng to so that yung purpose nyo po ang matupad at mangyari sa mga buhay namin. For today, we are choosing to put our faith and trust in You. And thank You that in the midst of these challenges, this suffering, these troubles that we're facing, we would not lose hope because we know that we have You and that Lord, You have prepared something way, way better for us when You return. Lord, today, thank You for the word of encouragement that You have given us through the preaching of Your word. Father, I pray that, Lord, You would search our hearts and You would allow us, God, to surrender to You things that are not right before You. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that Your grace would also help us, Lord God, apply everything that You have spoken to us this afternoon. Lord, thank You. Thank You, God, for the grace that You are giving us today. I want to pray for some of you who are joining us today. Maybe you are here and you are one of those na may matinding pinagdadaanan. You know who you are. You know how heavy or how big the trouble that you are facing in your life right now. I believe God is here and His grace, His power, His strength is available for you. Will you receive it by faith? If that is you and you need His strength to be upon you as you go through those troubles, would you just bow your head with me? Let me pray for you. Father, I thank You for indeed Your grace, Your strength is available for Your people. Today, I pray for those who are battling troubles right now, those who are facing troubles right now. I pray, Lord God, that Your strength would be upon them. Lord, for some of them, God, Your strength is there to help them go through it and experience, Lord God, the fulfillment of the purpose that You have for them. Lord, give them that strength. Panginoon, bigyan mo sila ng kalakasan para hindi sila sumuko, na maniwala sila from start to end na nandyan ka sa buhay nila. And thank You, God, after finishing the race, after finishing and seeing the breakthrough, at the end of this trouble, Lord God, makikita na nila na Panginoon, nandyan ka sa buhay nila at yung purpose mo lagi ang nasusunod sa buhay nila. Lord, salamat po dahil alam ko na Ikaw po ang gagabay sa kanila. For some of them, Lord God, the strength that You are giving them is the strength to overcome this trouble. Thank You, Lord, for indeed they would overcome. They would be able to see themselves victorious kahit pa po gano'ng katindi, gano'ng ka mukhang imposible yung pinagdadaanan nila. Lord, salamat. Dahil yung strength mo ay sapat. Yung strength mo yung magbibigay sa kanila ng kakayahan na maging victorious sa trouble, sa problem na hinaharap nila. Lord, we receive this strength by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I wanna pray for another group of people. Maybe you are here and as I was talking about God's word, ikaw yung tinatawag ni God na maging isang Timothy. Yung tinatawag ni God na para gamitin niya to encourage and to strengthen someone in their faith. Or probably tinatawag ka ni God na parang maging katulad ng church in Thessalonica na maging source of encouragement sa mga katulad ni Paul na may sariling trouble, may mga sariling pinagdadaanan sa buhay nila. I believe some of you are being called by God, or most of you are being called by God to do that. If you are that person and you want to respond, Lord, here I am. Send me. Send me to encourage. Send me to strengthen someone. If that is you, would you bow your heads with me? Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for these people that you are calling to be a channel of strength to other people. Lord, thank you that you would use them. Thank you that you would give them a divine appointment so that they would be able to just meet with these people. And thank you na gagamitin mo rin sila na maging channel para marinig nila na ng mga taong ito na may trouble, na may problem, na may pinagdadaanan na hindi sila nag-iisa. And thank you that as you use, Lord, these people to be your channel of strength, Lord God, they themselves will be strengthened. Lord, allow them, Lord God, to point more people to you. Allow them, Lord God, to also grow in their walk with you. Lord, bless them as they respond to the call that you're giving them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Last group of people that I want to pray for, I want to pray for those who, alam mo, you're joining us online services, pero alam mo lang na wala ka pang personal relationship with Jesus. I believe that today is that day that God is giving you para finally magkaroon ka na ng relationship kay God, so that through Him, okay, you might have that faith and you might have that strong faith in the midst of the troubles that you would face in this life. If that is you and you want to make that decision to surrender your life to Him, would you bow your heads with me? Lord, I pray for these people who are bowing their heads, making that decision to surrender their lives to you. Today, in behalf of them, we come to you in prayer. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for giving me this chance to have a relationship with you. I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have committed. Lord, I'm sorry for hurting you, for doing wrong things. Lord, I repent. I turn my back from this sin and I turn my heart to you. I make a decision to live for you, to make you my Lord, to make you my Savior, to follow you and to honor you every day of my life. Lord, this is my commitment. I surrender my life to you starting today. This I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision. Thank you that you would be the one to open a new life to them. Lord God, meron pa rin mga trouble, but Lord, yung trouble nila, alam nilang malalampasan nila because kasama kanila. Lord, help them also experience, Lord God, the fulfillment of the destiny that you have for them. A life that would honor you, a life that would be filled by your blessing because you are good, because you are faithful to them. Lord, bless them always in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Grabe, that's the best decision that you made in your entire life. And I want you to know na nandito kami para tulungan ka. So, again, okay, don't, wag kang mahiya, okay? Tulungan ka namin. Just siguro isang wave emoji lang dyan and we would reach out to you, or probably reach out to us through these contact numbers or this QR code. We want to help you grow in your walk with God. So let us be connected. Okay ba yun? Come on. Alright, let me just pray for every one of you before we close and end this worship service. Lord, I thank you for everyone who joined us this afternoon. Thank you, Father, for the grace that you're giving us, Lord God, to have our future hope in you. And thank you that because we have you, Jesus, in our lives, Lord God, we could be a channel of strength as well to our families, to the people that we would meet, to everyone around us, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, and may we honor you in everything that we would do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.